أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. والأنعام خلقها لكم فيها دفء ومنافع ومنها تأكلون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the previous ayat, in the very first ayah of Surah An-Nahl, spoke of the coming and the certainty of the coming of the day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of how He selects and chooses servants from amongst His servants, upon whom the angels descend with revelation from Allah. Allah then went on to speak of the creation of the heavens and the earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the creation of insan and how he has been created from a fluid known as nutfah and what he turns out to be when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses him with the faculty of speech, hearing and all other faculties. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in ayah number 5 speaks of the bounties of animals. We said that Surah An-Nahl, another name for the surah is Surah An-Ni'am, the surah which speaks of the many favors and bounties of Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says with regards to cattle, the huge animals, al-an'am, refers to cows, oxen, camels. Allah says, wal-an'ama khalaqaha. Allah says, and the cattle, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created them. Allah enumerates some of the benefits. لَكُمْ فِيهَا دِفْءٌ. Allah says, you find warmth in them. That is from the wool, or from the hide, from the skin. Such garments are made that keep you warm during the winter season. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that is one benefit. وَمَنَافِعٌ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and there are many other benefits. Allah has left this unclear. Manafi'. There's ambiguity here. So many other benefits. We take benefit from the milk. And apart from the milk, all dairy products. Have we ever thought the yogurt, the cheese, and the cream, all other dairy products, all of these, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we enjoy it on a daily basis. What a great ni'mah. Every day, at least in one meal, we are having some dairy product. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says these benefits and these bounties are found in the cattle. وَمِنْهَا تَأْكُلُونَ. And then you also eat of it, the meat, that is a separate benefit. And there are so many various and different other benefits that we enjoy. The bones, there are benefits in the bones, there are benefits found in the horns of these animals, in the wolves of these animals. Different benefits Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed in the cattle. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا جَمَالٌ حِينَ تُرِيحُونَ وَحِينَ تَسْرَحُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and there is beauty in them, specifically referring to the era in which the Quran was revealed, and also today, those areas where people are breeding these animals, and sometimes you have the opportunity to go out maybe to outlying areas, and what a wonderful sight it is when you see a huge herd of these animals grazing. It's such a wonderful sight, it's such a beautiful sight. In a green pasture at a distance you see these cows or these cattle, these animals. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَفِيهَا وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا. And for you in these cattle, there is beauty. جَمَالٌ. There is beauty. It's a source of adornment and beautification. The farmers, when they look at their cattle, when is this? Allah says, حِينَ تُرِيحُونَ. When you bring them back home in the evening, as you watch them coming back home, after a long day, you watch your cattle and you watch this huge herd coming back to your home. This is something beautiful, something that pleases you, something that you like to see. حِينَ تُرِيحُونَ. When you bring them back home in the evening, وَحِينَ تَسْرَحُونَ. And when you send them out to graze as well into the pastures, this is something of beauty and adornment. وَتَحْمِلُ أَثْقَالَكُمْ. Apart from the benefits that they produce in terms of edibles. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and these cattle, they carry your loads. In those days especially, today we have modern facilities of transport that carry our loads and that carry our luggages. But in those days they relied entirely on these animals. And today too, there are some areas, mountainous regions, where modern facilities of transport and modern modes of transport cannot reach. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَتَحْمِلُ أَثْقَالَكُمْ, and they carry your load, إِلَى بَلَدٍ, to such places and to such a city, لَمْ تَكُونُ بَالِغِيهِ إِلَّا بِشِقِّ الْأَنْفُسِ, they carry your loads to such a city that you are unable to reach without putting yourself through much difficulty. Imagine if we did not have these modes of transport to carry our loads to a city that we could not reach. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says there would have been much, much difficulty for you had it not been for these animals which Allah had created in order to carry your burdens and your loads. Inna rabbakum, Allah says, certainly your Rabb, la ra'ufun, is very, very kind, rahimun, is very, very merciful. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of other animals that are used purely as modes of transport and modes of transporting our loads and carrying our luggages that we might have. Allah says, وَالْخَيْلِ, Allah speaks of the horses. وَالْبِغَالِ, Allah says, Allah created the mules. وَالْحَمِيرِ, Allah created donkeys. لِتَرْكَبُوهَا, so that you may ride on these animals. You may use them as a mode of transport, wazina, and as a source of beauty. Especially the horses. Owners of horses, they take much pride in the horses that they own, and it is a source of beauty, a source of adornment for them. Now these ayat are revealed in the era of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when these were the only modes of transport. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at the end of this ayah, He addresses the Sahaba and He speaks of the modern forms of transport that will be used in the future. But of course Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not name those transports by the names that we have today, because it would have been beyond the understanding of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. So what does Allah say? وَيَخْلُقْ, and Allah will create. Allah tells the Arabs, وَيَخْلُقْ, and Allah will create مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ, modes of transport that you do not know yet, do not know of, subhanAllah. And Allah will create such modes of transport مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ, that you do not know of. And look at today, what different types of modes of transport we have. You have different carriers, you have ships, you have automobiles, and the trains, and bicycles, and motorcycles, and the aircrafts, different modes of transport that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought into existence, and that the Arabs were not aware of in the past. And from this, we understand the fact that Allah mentions modes of transport in the Quran, highlights the significance of this bounty that we have. What a great ni'mah it is that we have modes of transport which we can utilize moving from one area to the next, and it is a bounty that we should consistently thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. May Allah grant us understanding.